请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主耶稣，我们再一次为着你那奇妙的救恩，向你献上感谢。
Lord Jesus, we praise you once more for your wonderful salvation to us.
但愿我们这些蒙恩的人，不做忘恩负义的人。
May those of us who are blessed by you never forget about your grace.
你的救恩临到我们，但愿也从我们的身上能够见证在我们的四周。
For your salvation has come upon us, and we pray that we will also testify of your salvation.
我们恭敬地把今天早上这段时间仰望交托在主你自己的手中。
And we offer to you this time.
主啊，我们来到你面前敬拜，我们也要听见你向我们说话的声音。
Lord, we come to you this morning to worship you, and we know that we will hear your voice.
主啊，让我们在你的面前带着一个谦卑受教的心来领受你自己的话语。
Lord, grant us a heart of humility that we may hear your word.
求主你在我们中间居首位掌王权。
We pray that you may have the supremacy in our lives.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，今天早上郭明慧姊妹能够跟我在一起，一起配搭侍奉。
We thank the Lord that Grace Kuo can be among us and be interpreting this morning.
在两年多前，她接受神给她的特别的呼召，回到台湾接受两年的神学教育。
Two years ago, she went back to Taiwan and received her theological training there.
感谢主，我们看见这两年主真是在她的身上有许多的装备。
And we thank God that God had equipped her within these two-year period of time.
圣经有进步，中文更有进步。
She was trained in the Bible, and her Chinese also improved.
那么我们记得她刚刚去的时候，她告诉我说：“哎呀，李牧师，我的国语啊，回去能不能够胜任？能不能够在台湾读神学？”
I remember her coming to me 2 years ago and asked me whether she would be able to make it through the schooling there in Taiwan because of her Chinese being so poor.
那是两年前的事情，今天我们发现已经刮目相看。你看，他说连刮目相看都懂，就证明他是不错了。感谢主，这是历史。
We thank God that this is history.
当我想到历史这个字的时候，特别是在英文 history 这个字。
And as I think of the word history, especially in English.
有人说 history 这个字是两个字加起来的，是 his story.
Some people say history can be meant to be his story.
所以历史呢，也就是他的故事。
In other words, history is his story, God's story.
确确实实的，我们这些基督徒十分的相信，人类的历史是上帝在世界上做工的记载。
And surely enough, we Christians believe that human history is the tracking record of God's work.
我们从古今中外，我们发现上帝一直在历世历代里面做工的轨迹。
And we clearly see that through all generations.God's work is recorded in human history.
整个人类的历史是神的故事。
And the whole human history is a story about God.
在过去2000年，教会历史更是耶稣基督的故事。
And in the last 2000 years, the history of church, the church history is indeed the story of God.
有人说从第一世纪一直到今天，是这位复活的耶稣基督在空间不断的扩大。
Some people say that within these 2000 years period of time, that the space of dimension of space has actually expanded.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极，我们看见2000年就是记载耶稣基督的故事。
And that from Jerusalem, from Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth, we see that God's story of Jesus Christ is actually recorded in human history.
不只是在空间上，也是在时间上，耶稣基督不断的延长。
Not only in the dimension of space, but also in the dimension of time, we see that there is a prolongation of the story about Jesus Christ.
感谢主，从第一世纪 一直到今天。
And we thank God that from the first century until now.
我们不要说两千年，就在我们这些弟兄姊妹有生之年，我们就曾经看过、经历过许许多多复活的主耶稣基督所做奇妙的工作。
Not only in the history recorded within these 2,000 years, but we also see that in today we see the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，我就突然想到，在1974年。我接受这个学员传道会的邀请，我到韩国去参加一次大的聚会。
As I was preparing for the sermon, I remember an incident in 1974 where I was invited to the Campus Crusade conference.
我从来没有参加过这样的一个聚会。
I've never attended a conference like this up to this point.
人数之多，多到令我没有办法接受那个事实。
And the delegates there were so many.
在整个会场，你们知道有多少人？有100万的基督徒。
There were 1 million people attend the conference.
你想想看，一个人坐在100万人当中，那种感受是特别的孤单。
Can you imagine the feeling of being so alone by yourself among so many people?
今天有很多人以为说我一个人在房间里面最孤单，其实不然。你一个人在越多人的环境里面，你越觉得孤单。
Some people might feel that you are lonely when you're alone in a room, but actually, the real loneliness sometimes can be felt when you're surrounded by so many people.
但当我们在100万人一起开口唱 How great thou art 的时候，你想想看那种震撼是有多大。
But as all of us, 1 million people singing the hymn How great thou art, do you know how thrilling that felt?
你们知道韩国人的个性哈？
I don't know if you know how Koreans are like.
这些韩国人的民族性是非常跟我们中国人不一样。
There's a very distinct character of Koreans which is very different from Chinese.
100万的韩国人开口唱你真伟大，哎呀，真是让你觉得我们人真渺小。
When a million of Koreans singing the hymn How Great Thou Art, we feel so small how human beings are.
你们知道那次的聚会的名称叫什么吗？
I don't know if you know the name of this conference.
他们叫做 Expo 74, 1974年福音大爆炸。
They called it Explore 74, a gospel explosion.
我以为那是大概是人类历史以来大概是最大的一个聚会，没有可能比那个再更大。
And I felt that that conference might be the biggest gospel explosion conference ever recorded.
但是这些韩国的弟兄姊妹实在不简单。
But those Korean brothers and sisters are great for one reason.
他们在1980年在汉城又开了一次世界福音化大会。
In that after 1974, in 1980, they had another evangelical meeting.
They call it evangelization crusade. 那么你知道那次有多少人参加吗？
I don't know if you know how many people attended that conference.
200万。
2 million people.
我真的没有办法想象200万基督徒聚在一起的那个场面是怎么样一个场面。
It's hard for me to imagine how that would be like.Being surrounded by so many people.
从1974年的福音大爆炸到1980年，短短的6年的时间，我们看见这个大聚会倍增。
We see that in a very short 6-year period time span, from 1974 to 1980, we see how gospel was spread.
我慢慢了解什么叫做爆炸。
And I began to realize.The term explosion, what that meant.
事实上，弟兄姊妹，从第一世纪，从使徒行传开始，教会就在不断的爆炸里面，慢慢发展。
In fact, starting from the first century, Christian churches have been having a series of explosive events.
今天有很多人说 Big Bang Theory, 说到底这个宇宙是怎么来的。
Many people mentioned about the Big Bang.Theory, wanting to know how the universe came about.
那我们提到这个 Big Bang Theory 的时候，我们莫衷一是，有人这么说，有人那样讲。
And when we mentioned about the Big Bang Theory, there are many opinions, but yet there's no one conclusion.
宇宙是不是 Big Bang Theory 来的，我不知道。但是教会确定是从 Big Bang Theory 来的。
Whether the universe was derived or produced from the Big Bang Theory, I do not know. But one thing I know for sure, and that is churches.Are derived or produced from explosion.
刚才一哲弟兄带我们读的《使徒行传》第四章。
Our presider read to us Acts chapter 4.
我们在那里就看见一个很明显的一个福音大爆炸的一个见证。
And we see very clearly from that passage about the gospel explosion as recorded in that chapter.
好吧，我们再翻回到《使徒行传》第四章，我们在第四节看见那一次彼得讲道，有多少人受震撼影响呢？ 圣经告诉我们说，单单男人就有5000人决志信主。
Let us once again open our Bible to Acts chapter 4, and as we read it, we can still remember that there were at least 5,000 men who were believers.
如果加上这些妇女和儿童，我就不知道那天是有多少人在那天他们的生命得到改变。
If we were to add in the number of women and children, I don't know how many more there would be.
5,000人听起来好像就是一个数目而已。
5,000 people to us is just a number.
但是我们要问一问，那个时候耶路撒冷到底全城有多少人口？
But we need to ask how the what the population was during that time in Jerusalem.
很多时候我们看数目，有的时候会有一些错误的印象。
Sometimes we might have a wrong impression when we look at numbers.
譬如说，我们常常讲，哎呀，感谢主，我们教会人数有增加。For
example, sometimes we say, Praise the Lord, because the number of believers in our church has increased.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我心里面为这样一句话，心里很不满足。Brothers
and sisters, sometimes when I hear this statement, I'm not satisfied.
有的时候这些数目是带着一点欺骗。Because
sometimes this number could be deceptive.
哎呀，我们说这个礼拜堂可以坐850个人，终于把它坐满了，感谢赞美主，有850个人在这里聚会。Sometimes
we say, well, this space can allow to have 850 people, and when actually 850 people come, we say, Praise the Lord.
但是请问这850个人是整个大波士顿的中国人的百分之多少？
But when we hear that, we also need to ask what the population of Chinese is in this town, in Boston.
弟兄姊妹，当我们要去传福音的时候，我们不要单单看我们四周有这些，哎呀，我们就心满意足了。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be satisfied when we see so many people. We have to think of so many more who have not heard the gospel.
那时候有5000个人决志信了耶稣。
There were 5,000 people who believed in the Lord.
耶路撒冷那时候有多少人？
How many people were there residing in Jerusalem?
据历史家告诉我们说，在第一世纪的时候，耶路撒冷的人口只有3万多。
According to historians, the population at that time was about 30,000 people.
在3万多人里面，有5000个男丁决志信主，这不是一个属灵的一个大爆炸吗？
And among the 30,000 people, only 5,000 men became believers, and that was not a big, great explosion.
所以，当然引起当时的政治、宗教领袖的注意和关切。
Because it was such an explosion that the politicians and spiritual leaders took notice of it.
所以在第四章第二节，圣经里面用两个字来形容，说他们的心里面非常的烦恼。
And in chapter 4, verse 2, they were described to be greatly disturbed.
他们在心里面就觉得受了很大的搅扰。
They felt greatly disturbed in their hearts.
所以到了第三节，告诉我们说，他们就下命令下手把这个彼得跟约翰两个人逮捕，把他们下监狱。
And in verse 3, we see that they seized Peter and John.
从这个第八节开始呢，我们就发现彼得对着这些逮捕他的人所做的一段的见证。
And starting from verse 8 in chapter 4, we see Peter's testimony to these leaders.
在这样短短的几节圣经里面，把《使徒行传》里面教会历史里面第一次的属灵的大爆炸，给了一个很简单的说明。
And only within these few verses, there's an account of the great gospel explosion of church history.
彼得在那个地方做了一个很伟大的宣告。
Peter right here had a great proclamation.
就是我们今年的主题，他说除他以外，别无拯救。
And that is our theme for this year, and that is salvation is found in no one else but Jesus.
好吧，我们把第四章十二节，我们一同再来读一遍。
Let us read verse 12 together.
因为今天早上我要从这一节很简单，好像看起来很简单的圣经，让我们一起来思想一个很重要的一个信息。
Because we want to meditate this morning of a great important message as recorded in this verse.
我们一同来读哈，是第十二节。我们来读，一起来。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。看看我们能不能把它背下来，好不好？我们再念一遍。
Let's see if we can memorize this verse.
来，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。 我相信我们以后有好几个礼拜我们继续会思想这一节圣经，我盼望我们能够把这节圣经能够把它记下来。
We'll be spending a few Sunday mornings meditating on this verse, and I hope by then we will all memorize this verse.
彼得在十二节讲完了这些话以后，
And after Peter made his statements,
十三节这些官府这些逮捕他的人发现一件事情。
In verse 13, we see that these leaders who seized Peter and John noticed one thing about them.
十三节告诉我们说他们见彼得约翰的胆量，请问什么胆量？
Verse 13 said that they saw the courage of Peter and John. But what kind of courage and boldness is that?
很明显的，十三节他们在彼得身上得到的印象是从前面一段话的反应而来的。
And clearly, they had this impression because of what Peter stated previous in the previous verses.
特别在十二节，我们发现这句话不只是彼得的一个很伟大的宣告，其实对我来说是一个很伟大的一个宣赞。
And clearly, this is very important. It's not only an important declaration made by Peter, it's also, to me personally, a declaration of war.
我想弟兄姊妹不会忘记前年当美国向伊拉克的呼声宣战的时候的那种感受。
I think many of us still remember how it was about 2 years ago when the U.S. waged war and declared war against the Iraq.
因为那时一宣战就把我的儿子宣过去了。
Because that time my son was drafted to the army.
那么一去就去了半年。
He spent half a year here or there.
感谢主，盼望实在是在 here 不是 there 但是在那半年的时间里面我们一起经历到神很奇妙的恩典。
But we praise God that during that half year period of time we experienced God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，当年彼得的宣战不是单单对着当时的意识形态的一个宣战而已。
Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that the declaration of war that Peter madeduring that time was just not for that time only,
but
not only to the Jewish people or people who believed in Judaism.
当彼得在十二节提到天下人间没有赐下别名的时候，他是非常伟大的向着全世界历史历代的意识形态提出挑战。
When Peter mentioned that there's no other name under heaven given to men, he's mentioning about all men throughout generations.
弟兄姊妹，使徒现在四章十二节是一节很好用也是很难用的一节圣经。
Brothers and sisters, Acts 4:12 is a verse that can be used very easily and yet it's very hard to apply.
你知道在我传福音的经验里面，圣经里面有两节圣经常常在传福音一定要用，但是每一次用我都觉得很不自然。
During my years of experience, there are two verses that come to mind. They're very fairly difficult to apply.
一节就是使徒行传四章十二节。
One of them is right here, Acts 4:12.
另外一节也是我们很熟悉的约翰福音十四章第六节。
And another one is John 14 verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节说什么呢？耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不接受我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And John 14 verse 6 says.Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me.
我们发现这两件事情有一个相同的地方。
And we notice that there is a common thing about these two verses.
这两节圣经的排他性特别的强烈。
The exclusiveness within these two verses is very strong.
这两节圣经的意思就是说只此一家别无分号的意思。
And these two verses mean that there's only one way, there's no other way, it's totally exclusive.
这两节圣经的意思就是说条条道路通罗马，这句话是错了。
And these two verses reject the fact, the statement that says all roads lead to Rome.
那么很多人说你们基督教就讲你们的基督教，你们不要去排别人好不好？
Many people say, well, why don't you Christians just stick to your Christianity? Don't talk about other religions.
但是圣经里面很清楚地把这两节圣经摆在我们面前。
But the Bible clearly put these two verses before us.
所以我说这个使徒行传四章十二节还有约翰福音十四章第六节这两节圣经是非常了不起的经文。
So I think to me Acts 4:12 and John 14:6 are very important verses for us Christians.
所以当年彼得向着这个当时的这些犹太教的领袖在提出宣战的时候，事实上他是在人类的历史里面，他是向着古今中外天下人间所有的意识形态提出挑战。
So when Peter made this statement, So many years ago, he was not just making this statement to the religious leaders at his time, but also throughout all generations.
在第四章十二节，彼得在这里提出两件非常重要的事情。
From Acts 4:12, we can see two very important lessons or factors.
真的，他非常大胆的第一件事情，他宣告这一个世界是有问题的世界。
He truly proclaimed this truth boldly, and we can see that from this verse.There's problem, a lot of problems in this world.
或者不一定说是一个有问题的世界，甚至他应该说这个世界是一个有病态的一个世界。
Not only can we say that he meant the world is a problematic world, but that the world is a sick world.
第二，他还宣告一件什么事呢？
Secondly, he proclaimed.
他宣告他知道他能够为这个病态的世界提出答案。
He proclaimed that he has an answer, a remedy for the sick world.
我想今天我们只能够看一部分，没有办法看这两方面。
I think due to time constraint, we only have time to look at one proclamation.
彼得在使徒行传四章十二节大胆地宣告，在天下人间的我们，他说我们啊，我们这些人是需要被拯救的人群。
Peter in Acts 4:12 says that we are the one who needs salvation.
他说除他以外别无拯救。
He says salvation is found in no one else but Jesus.
他提到 salvation， 然后他最后一句话说，除了他以外，我们没有办法靠着别的名，只有他，靠着他，我们才可以得救。
He mentioned about salvation. He also mentioned about us being saved.
所以这个 salvation 跟 being saved， 这个得救或者救恩或者救法，在这节圣经里面出现了两次。
So we see that salvation and the word being saved appear two times within this one verse.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些基督徒，我们常常用惯了许许多多的一些基督教的一些习惯的用词。
Brothers and sisters, we as Christians use a lot of colloquial terminologies very commonly.
对一个基督徒来讲
，To a Christian,
什么叫做得救？什么叫做这个拯救？
What is being saved and what is salvation?
我们说我们是个得救的人。
We say that we are being saved.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
信徒就信徒，什么叫得救呢？
A believer is a believer, but what does it mean when a person is saved?
我做基督徒就是个基督徒，为什么要跟拯救有关系？
When I become a Christian, I am a Christian, but why does I have to say that I am saved?
我这个礼拜花了相当的时间把这几节圣经仔细的去读了一遍。
And as I studied this passage in detail,
当我在比照这个希腊文圣经的时候
And as I contrast the whole context in Greek text,
我发现第九节有一个字跟第十二节的得救在字根上是同样的一个字
And I noticed that there is a common root word, one word appearing in verse 9 and also here in verse 12.
第九节有一个字说得了痊愈，就是他们的身体得到医治。
Verse 9 mentioned a word being healed.
那么这个得痊愈和这个十二节得救这两个字原来在希腊文是同样的一个字根
and being healed and being saved in Greek has the same root
那么如果我们要讲得救我们就要看看第九节那里所讲的是什么意思
and if you want to know what it means for a person to be saved we also need to see what it means for a person to be healed
得痊愈的是谁呢
Who got this complete healing?
得痊愈的就是那个在美门口坐在那里讨饭的那个摊子，他的病得到医治说的。
It was the cripple who sat right at the gate of Beautiful.
圣经告诉我们说，这个人已经有四十多岁。
The Bible tells us that this man was already 40 years old.
从生下来就是一个瘫了的人。
Ever since he was born, he was crippled.
四十年的时间瘫了他的脚，没有办法行走。
And in 40 years, he was crippled all this time.
每天早上人把他抬到圣殿的门口。接受人的周济和可怜。
And every morning, people would carry him to the gates of Beautiful, so that hoping that he would be healed.
那天彼得跟约翰到了那里，医治了他的这个四十年那么久的一个疾病。
And as Peter and John went to the gate, they noticed this man and his disease.
所以在第四章十六节，他们说这是一个明显的神迹。
So in chapter 4, verse 16, they say that this is a miraculous healing.
他这里说是一个 outstanding 的 miracle, 是一个非常明显的一个神迹。
They say that this miracle is indeed an outstanding miracle.
但是不要忘记，这一个 miracle, 这个神迹是指着他身体得医治而说的。
But please do not forget that this miraculous healing or miracle means his physical healing.
所以在十二节他得救是不是也指着身体说的呢？
But what does being saved mean in verse 12? Does that only mean the physical healing.
那么很明显是不一样。
Obviously not.
第九节是讲身体的。
Verse 9 talks about his physical healing.
十二节的得救很明显的是提着全人的。
And verse 12 talks about the healing of the whole person.
今天当我们讲到得救的时候
，And today as we mentioned about being saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须有一个观念。
We need to have this view.
如果我们人按圣经把我们分成灵魂体的话
，If we as humans are divided into body, soul, and spirit.
那么圣经里面说到人的得救是指这三方面的得救。
Then the healing or the salvation means the complete healing of all three, the whole person, holistic healing.
这个观念，我想以后慢慢，我希望有机会跟大家做一个交代。
And I hope that in the future, days to come, I would have opportunities to share with you on this aspect.
那么为了把这两件事情分别得很清楚，第九节是讲身体的痊愈，十二节。我们就在这里把它特别看成灵魂的得救。
In order to make a very clear distinction, we want to say that in verse 9, the healing there means the physical healing, and right here in verse 12, and for today's context, we want to emphasize on the spiritual healing.
但是这两方面有它相关的地方。
But there's a close relation between these two.
那么这个相关的地方在哪里呢？
Where is this close relation?
那么我们要看一节很熟悉，但是也是很重要的圣经，请各位翻到马可福音第二章。
We need to make one reference, and that is in Mark chapter 2, verse 17.
在马可福音第二章十七节，在这里告诉我们一句很重要，我们也是很熟悉的话。
And there's a very important verse, also very familiar to all of us.
二章十七节，马可福音。
Mark 2:17.
耶稣在这里说了一句话，他说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
那接下来他说我来本不是招义人乃是招罪人
And immediately following he said I have not come to call the righteous but the sinners
主耶稣在这里把人身体的健康的需要讲到灵魂的光景
Here Jesus by using the physical need talks about the spiritual need
所以在使徒行传第四章彼得也是一样从这个四十多年生病的瘫子得痊愈来讲到我们灵魂的需要
Similarly here in Acts chapter 4 Peter from the physical need talks about the spiritual need
弟兄姊妹什么叫做得痊愈
What does that mean to have a complete healing?
照着马可福音二章十七节，一个有病的人成为康健的人，这个叫做得痊愈。
According to Mark chapter 2 verse 17, when a sick person is healed or becomes healthy, that means being healed.
那什么叫得救的人
？But what does that mean to be a saved man?
就是一个有罪的人变成义人或者变成好人，这个叫做这个得救。
When a sinner is transformed or become a righteous man, that person is saved.
那事实上呢，在《使徒行传》这个路加呢，曾经提到耶路撒冷教会的光景。
In fact, in Acts, Luke talked about a church, how the Christian church was like during that time.
那么在五旬节过了以后，有许多人成为基督徒。
And after Pentecost, many people became believers.
在《使徒行传》二章四十七节。那个路加不是说有很多的基督徒成为他们教会的会友。
And in Acts chapter 2, Luke did not only say that these people who became believers also were members of the church.
在使徒行传二章四十七节，路加说，得救的人，上帝天天的把他们加给教会。
But Luke mentioned in Acts 2:47, saying that many people, the number of people who became believers, increased daily.
这就是我们想到上个礼拜王牧师在这里跟我们提醒的一句话。
And we also remember what Pastor Wang talked to us last Sunday.
记不记得上个礼拜王牧师告诉我们说耶稣这个名字的意思
？Do we remember what he told us about the meaning of the word Jesus?
耶稣的意思就是他要把他自己的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来的意思。
And the meaning of the word Jesus means that Jesus saves his people from sin.
弟兄姊妹，讲到传福音。我们一定没有办法跟罪这一个观念把它分开。
Brothers and sisters, as we talk about salvation, we cannot leave out sin.
很多时候我们讲罪人，我们觉得这是一个 taboo， 是能够不谈最好不要谈的事情。
Sometimes we mention about sinners, we think it's a taboo. We think that if we don't have to mention it, we better not mention about it.
但是我们非讲不可。
But we have to talk about sin.
请问，如果我们中间有不少的医生，如果有一个人来看你哈。
Many of us among us are medical doctors, and if someone comes to see a doctor,
那么你经过化验，你经过了一些这个诊断以后，你发现他有病。
After some testing or laboratory results come out, you diagnose this person with a specific disease state.
但是你说不好意思讲，说他病生病，好像很不礼貌。
But if you think to yourself, oh, it's too embarrassing to tell this patient that he has something wrong.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们没有别的方法来取代说病这个字，对不对？
But there's no other word that we can substitute for the word being sick.
很多时候讲到罪人也是一样。
And a lot of times when we talk about sinners, it's also the same thing.
不过呢，在我过去传福音的经验里面。
But according to my own personal experience and personal evangelism,
我发现一件事情。
I noticed one thing.
不让人先知道什么是罪，然后就称他为罪人，我觉得这是一个很不公平的事情。
If we don't tell a person about sin or what sin is, and tell him or her that they are a sinner, it's a wrong thing to do.
我们一来就说你是罪人，你要信耶稣。
When we come to them, we say, "Oh, you are a sinner. You need to believe in Jesus."
当然，这些人就有许多的排斥和抗拒。
Then, of course, these people would reject you. They want to rebel against you.
我觉得我们欠他们一个很详细的解释，到底什么叫做罪，特别是圣经里面怎么看罪。
But actually, we owe them an explanation of what sin is, in order for them to know that they are a sinner.
我发现今天有许多基督徒做了多年，有许许多多基本的观念，我们没有办法下定义。
And I noticed that many Christians cannot or do not know what to define a lot of Christian terms.
前不久我在比利亚传奇问他们一个问题。
Not long ago, I asked the Bereans one question.
我说你们做基督徒做了那么久，你们知不知道什么的这个阿门是什么意思吗
？And I asked them this question. Do you know the meaning or the definition of Amen?
我做基督徒一开始人家就教我祷告完就要说阿门，所以从那个时候就知道阿门。但是你如果问我下定义，我实在不知道。
And some people told me, oh, that ever since I became a Christian, someone taught me to say Amen, and I've been saying Amen after prayer.
以前有个人告诉我说阿门很简单，就是祷告完了那个点就叫阿门。
And some people told me, oh, that ever since I became a Christian, someone taught me to say Amen, and I've been saying Amen after a prayer.
以前有个人告诉我说阿门很简单，就是祷告完了那个点就叫阿门。
And many times ago, one person told me that, oh, it's very simple. Amen is something that you say with a dot or a period to make a statement end.
弟兄姊妹，这个罪的定义到底是什么？
But brothers and sisters, what is the definition of sin?
如果我们能够把罪的定义弄清楚。
If we clearly know how to define sin,
我们的得救就更清楚。
Then we would know what it means to be saved.
几个月以前，我曾经在这边讲。
Many months ago, I've talked here.
我提到唐崇荣牧师说的一句话。
About what Pastor Tong mentioned.
他说：“今天在教会里面，你看那么多人坐在这里。
”And he said that today you see so many people sitting in church.
他说：“真正将来有把握上天堂得救的人，对他来讲是非常小的一个比例。
”And he said that to him.Those people who would eventually go to heaven or be saved would be only a very small percentage.
我那天讲完道以后，在那个礼拜，有人就打电话给我。
And after that Sunday sermon, some people called me up during the week.
他们说：“李牧师，你讲的事实，但是你这样讲不公平。你要告诉我们，到底怎么样才能够得救呢？”
And they say, "Well, Pastor Lee, it's not fair for you to give us this statistics or this possibility, but you need to let us know how we can be saved."
你不能只是在台上说，这个下面的人有百分之多少多少将来有把握上天堂而已。
You cannot just leave us with that statement of saying how many percent of people will go to heaven only.
今天早上，我想跟大家很严肃的、好好的思想什么叫做罪。
And this morning, I want to meditate and share with us what.
在圣经里面讲到罪是一个很特别的一个专有名词。
The Bible mentions about sin, and this is a very special term.
因为这个罪这个字呢，是一个跟当时的人的射箭的运动有关联。
Because this word sin has to do with archery art.
有一个靶放在前面。
It is as if there is a target board.
什么叫做罪呢
？What does mean?
就是射箭的人把箭射到那个靶上去。
And that is the archer would shoot the arrow to the target.
那个箭没有中到靶心，就是射不中地，这个叫做罪。
And when the arrow missed the mark on the target, that means sin.
那么这句话的意思是什么
？But What does this mean?
一个射箭的人箭射到一个方向而中不到靶，那跑哪里去了呢？
A person who shoots the arrow and does not miss the mark. But where does this arrow end up to be?
有两个现象。
There are only two possibilities.
一个现象就是那个箭用力太大，然后你射过了头了。
One possibility is that this person, has a very strong arm strength.And the arrow just flashing past the target board.
那么另外一个可能就是他力道不足，射不到那个箭，然后再半一半呢，这箭就掉到地上。
And another possibility is that this person does not have enough arm strength, so that the arrow before it hits the board actually falls on the ground.
其实这就是中国人，我知道下面一句话但很难翻译，就是中国人所说的有过之而无不及的这样的一个观念。
And this is can be parallel to a Chinese saying, that means.Like overpassing and not reaching.
那么换句话说，他这过之而不及呢，就把这个射不中地的两方面的含义告诉我们。
And this Chinese saying is very appropriate as we explain the term sin.
为什么我说是两方面？因为我们一般对罪的观念只有一方面。
Why do I say two aspects? Because usually when we think of sin, we only think of one aspect.
因为圣经里面把罪是从两方面来看。
Because the Bible talks about both aspects.
我们从一方面我们承认我们是罪人，但是我们又从另外一个角度来看，我们在神的眼光中也是个罪人。
From one aspect, we see that we are a sinner, but actually from another aspect, we also can see that we are a sinner.
换句话说，我们只知道过是罪，我们不知道不及也是罪。
In other words, we only see overpassing being sin, but not reaching not being sin.
我想举一个例子。
I want to take an example.
打老婆是不是罪？打爱人是不是罪？
Is it a sin to beat your wife?
我们说是。
And we will say yes.
那么你不爱你的妻子是不是罪？
If you do not love your wife enough, is that a sin?
那么在我们的观念里面，我们知道打老婆是罪，是不应该的。
And in your mind, we clearly know that if you beat your wife, that's a sin.
因为你打老婆很可能会被抓到关里去。
Because if you abuse your wife, if you beat your wife up, then you will be imprisoned.
今天警察不能跑到你家里面来说，哎，我查到你不爱你太太，所以我把你关起来，没有这种事情。
Well, usually the policemen do not just come to your house and say, well, if you don't beat your wife, you sin, and therefore I want to capture you or imprison you.
你说李牧师这个例子，不太恰当吧。
And you might say, Pastor Lee, this might not be a very appropriate example.
好，我换一个例子。
Okay, let me change another example.
请问弑父是不是罪？杀父亲是不是罪？
I want to ask, is it a sin to kill your father?
我相信古今中外，我们都承认杀父亲是一个大不孝，当然是罪。
And I believe that throughout all generations, all mankind, believe that it's a sin to kill your father.
但是弟兄姊妹请注意。
But let us take note.
在十诫的里面。
That in the Ten Commandments.
神不是说杀父不可杀父亲。
God did not say, do not kill your father.
十诫乃是说要孝敬父母。
But the Ten Commandments says to honor your parents, your father.
十诫分成两部分。
Ten Commandments can be divided into two portions.
前面四戒是讲到人跟神的关系。
The first four talking about man's relation with God.
后面六戒是讲到人跟人的关系。
And the last six verses talk about relationship between men and men.
在人跟人的关系的六戒里面，第一个诫命就是讲到人对父母亲的孝顺。
And the latter six.The first of the six talks about the relationship of men and their parents.
所以不要说杀父母亲犯了十戒，当你不孝敬父母的时候，弟兄姊妹，很清楚的，圣经告诉我们说，你已经犯了十戒。
And clearly, the Bible teaches us that it's not, just killing the father being a sin, but that not honoring your parents or your father would also be considered as a sin.
弟兄姊妹，现在我盼望大家能够了解一件事情：我们不是过了叫做罪而已，我们不及也是罪。
And I want us to realize one thing, and that is, it's not enough to think of sin in terms of overpassing or sinning with an action, but without an action, not being adequate, that's also a sin.
我们今天对罪的观念太受地上法律的观念所局限。
Our view about sin is so restricted, within the realm of the law, legal system in our day.
当我在准备这一个主题，这一个题目的时候，
And as I was preparing for this sermon,
我就想到罗马书七章十八节保罗的那一个心里面深处的呼吁。
And I thought of, Paul's statement made in, Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
那句话我想我们都很熟。
And I think we know that verse very well as well.
但是跟刚才过和不及我们做一个比较。
But let us make a comparison of this verse as well as the overpassing and not adequate.
我们注意一下保罗怎么说。
Let us see what Paul says here.
他说我立志行善由得我 行出来由不得我。
Paul says that for I have the desire to do what is good but I cannot carry it out.
为什么他说 I have a desire of doing good 而不是说我立志不作恶由得我，为什么他要讲行善呢？
Why does he say that he has a desire to do good and not to say that he has a desire not to do bad?
因为作恶是过，
Because doing evil things is overpassing.
不行善是不及。
And not doing good is not reaching or not enough.
所以当我们把这个中国人的过和不及的观念来想罪的时候，我们比较容易看见圣经讲的完整的罪恶的观念。
And therefore, if we were to apply the Chinese saying and the view about sin, we can understand sin better.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们，作恶是罪。不行善也是罪。
And the Bible clearly teaches us that doing evil things is a sin and not doing good is also a sin.
所以我们现在能够了解圣经上告诉我们说世人都犯了罪的这句话的意义。
Therefore now we understand what it says when the Bible says that all men have sinned.
如果我们今天不去对付解决罪的问题，我们就不是一个得救的人。
And if we do not solve this problem, we are not saved.
那么在得救的事上，让我们学习怎么样来明白圣经，圣经给我们的教导。
Let us make a point to understand the Bible teaching on the definition or the methods of salvation as well.
所以我说彼得在这里做了一个很伟大的宣告。
And therefore I say that Peter here has made a very great declaration.
这个世界是一个有病态、有需要、有问题的一个世界。
This world is a sick world, is a problematic world, is a world that needs salvation.
所有在这个世界里面的人需要神给我们的拯救。
And everyone who lives in this world needs a salvation from God.
感谢主，接下来彼得做了第二个宣告。
And we praise God that Peter here makes the second declaration.
我们今天没有时间讲，不过我很简单的提一个开头。
We do not have time to explain this today, but I would just briefly mention the beginning of it.
但是盼望今天早上我们能够真正接受一个事实，我们没有一个人是例外，我们需要神的拯救。
And I hope that all of us would accept the fact, and that is that every one of us is a sinner and that we need salvation from God.
在台湾，在50年代的末期的时候，我在台湾念大学。
At the end of 1950s in Taiwan, I was still a college student.
那么，那个时候我非常着迷这个存在主义。
At that time, I was very attracted to existentialism.
那么 existentialism 呢？当时对我这个吸引的地方的原因是什么呢
？And the reason why I was attracted to existentialism was
因为我看这些存在主义的书看得很过瘾。
That I read a lot of books about it.
因为我发现这个 existentialism 的东西呢，它说出了许多我不敢说的话。
And I found that existentialism can enable me to or express a lot of feelings that I was afraid to express.
你知道你看到一篇文章把你心里面敢怒而不敢言的话讲出来，你一定觉得很过瘾。
And I think that some of you might feel the same way as well, that as you read an article that expresses some of your heartfelt feelings that you don't normally express, you feel great.
我觉得他不只是说出我不敢说的话，他也说出我说不出来的话。
Not only so, I think that existentialism also enables me to express the words that I did not dare to say.
我们有没有这样的经验？
I don't know if we have this experience.
我们看见这里有问题。
We see a problem right here.
但是我们就说不出那个问题是在哪里。
But we do not know how to identify that problem.
就旁边一个人一针见血说出来，我说：“哎呀，就是这样。”哎呀，我心里好开心。存在主义对我就是这样。
And then if a person who walks by or who is right beside you and points out a problem, you'll feel great. And that's how I felt about existentialism.
所以看卡缪的书，看沙特的书，看卡夫卡的书，哎呀，看了心里面觉得人心大快。
And I read many, many books on existentialism, and I felt very glad.
但是后来慢慢慢慢，我就开始有一点失望。
But gradually, I became very disappointed.
我发现一件事情。
And I found one thing.
存在主义把当时代的问题把它点出来。
that existentialism can point out a problem or can identify the problem at that time.
但是却没有办法给答案。
But cannot give a solution or an answer.
我觉得存在主义是一个很好的诊断病的医生。
I feel that existentialism might be a very good doctor, medical doctor, making diagnosis.
但是他却不是一个很会开药的医生。
However, unfortunately, it cannot come up with a suggestive remedy to treat the patient.
彼得在使徒行传四章十二节不是这样。
But Peter in Acts chapter 4 verse 12 is not like this.
他找到了问题，他也给答案。
He identified a problem. He also found an answer to the problem.
耶稣不只是教主，耶稣更是救主。
教主。
The head of a religion.
Jesus was not only a head of a religion. He was also a solution to the problem.
他是个 savior， 他是个救主。
Savior to the solution of the problem.
我们今天只有接受耶稣基督，我们可以成为一个得救的人。
And today, only when we believe in Jesus, by Jesus, can we become saved.
前天我接到一个电话。
Two days ago, I received a phone call.
那么我妹妹打电话来说，我父亲进医院。
It was from my youngest sister. She informed me the fact that my father was hospitalized.
因为他在过去一个礼拜右眼睛一直是通红的，就是可能里面有血管爆。
Because starting from last week, his right eye has some bloodshed.
那么他鼻子里面也一直不停地流血。
He has some nasal bleeding as well.
那么痰里面也有血。他的排泄也有血。
And also in his feces.
所以在一个礼拜的时间里面失血失得很厉害。
And therefore, within 1 week period of time, he lost a lot of blood.
今天早上我来做礼拜，我还打电话到医院去给他。
And I called him, called my father right before I came to church this morning.
他告诉我说，医生还没有报告，还不知道原因在哪里。
And he said that the doctor still does not know what the diagnosis is.
弟兄姊妹，这是很悲惨的事情。
This is a sad news.
有现象而找不出原因。
And that is to be able to have a problem, but not knowing how to identify that problem.
这是一个很大的可怜的地方。
And it's indeed very sad.
但是如果找到了问题而拿不出药来，这是更大的悲剧。
But moreover, if we can identify a problem but cannot find a solution to the problem, it's even sadder.
请大家为我为家父祷告。
Please pray for me and for my father.
因为他现在住的医院就是我母亲几个月以前住的同样的一间医院。
Because the hospital he is in right now is the same hospital where my mother was.
难免他会触景生情。
And I think he would naturally have some very personal feelings towards it.
但是从他的身上，就使我想到我今天讲这篇信息的负担。
But from him, and also think of the burden I have for today's sermon.
这两句话不只是单单想到我们要向外面的人传福音。
This phrase.Does not only merely remind us the fact that we need to spread the gospel outside of the church.
我盼望今天我们在座每一个人有把握知道我是清楚蒙恩得救的人。
But I hope that each and every one of us here this morning would have the assurance of salvation.